Welcome to this week's edition of Building Vibrant Communities, brought to you by Midwest Energy and Communications. MEC's vision is to create vibrant, relevant, and sustainable rural communities to ensure that small town life doesn't mean giving up better living.
This is Kathy Williams, and we are with Patty Clark, and she is the Community Relations Specialist with Midwest Energy and Communications. It's all about building vibrant communities. And Patty, we're coming into Thanksgiving, not too many days away, and oh my gosh, do we have a lot to be thankful for.
We sure do. And so I think it was a great idea to sit down and put this special program together that just talks about some of the cool stuff that's happened in our community over this past year.
It is. You know, on a personal level, my husband and I have felt the warmth and love of our community as we're going through this health struggle with him. And, you know, Lenawee County, it just comes together. It's heartwarming and it's humbling how well we come together to support each other and to support so many agencies in the area.
It's amazing. And I was able to go to the fundraiser, the Pasta with a Purpose, and wow.
Yes, it was crazy.
I think everybody in Lenawee County was there. So.
Well, they did say there was probably 400 people there. So, you know, it's just a blessing. And throughout the year, though, we've seen blessings like that happen for lots of other members of our community. Of course, most recently with the Thank a Vet fundraiser that we did here at the radio station, and over $30,000 raised for veterans, Lenawee County vets. I mean, just put you speechless. It was a snowstorm that day.
It was our first snowstorm.
Yes.
And when we talk about our veterans, those are dollars that can be used when no other funding is available. So those are really precious dollars.
Exactly.
So thank you for everybody who came out and slid down the hill and came out and showed their appreciation for our veterans.
It was crazy. You know, and staying on the topic of veterans, the Adrian Noon Rotary started that wonderful veterans program, the Woodworking Warriors. That's another amazing thing that our community is doing.
Yes, every Wednesday out at the Sam Buford Woodworking Institute, it's open for veterans only, and everything that happens that day is free. Mm-hmm. And we have over 70 registered veterans, and a couple come from over 2 hours away each and every week.
Isn't
and one even has his own wood shop, and he says, you know, quite frankly, our wood shop's great. But he said he has his own woodworking studio, and he said, but I prefer to come here because I'm in the company of some of my best friends I met. And even 2 weeks ago, a group of them went up to Camp Liberty in Jackson.
Okay.
And they went hunting. And four of them took deer. Three of them had deer for the first time. So, you know, some of the goals were that there's no emphasis on they have to get along, they have to be friends, but sometimes veterans will talk to other veterans.
Correct.
And the fact that so many of them have gotten such good friendships from that, mm-hmm. that they're starting to meet outside of the wood shop, that's
right.
pretty cool.
That is very cool. And I love the cutting boards that they've made that they're selling for Christmas to, you know, help boost up their funds to keep that program going. They're beautiful, too.
They are. The veterans came up with that themselves because everything mm-hmm. that happens is free, and we didn't want to charge the veterans, but they came up with this project on their own, and they were making these beautiful curly maple and walnut
gorgeous.
Cutting boards.
Yep. And they can find out more information at longlivewood.org.
.org.
There you go. So, you know, that's another great thing. And, of course, Rotary is real involved in that. We just had our bike tour. That was another way that we helped raise funds for the Veterans Program and also for another program as well, didn't we? For Polio Plus.
Polio Plus.
Which Rotary is very involved in. What else? We've had some fantastic things happen over this year so far.
Well, not ours, but Share the Warmth. Gosh, they're just celebrating their first year-round facility. On last Saturday, I think, was their one-year anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
They're averaging 60 people a night. So
how
about, you know, picking up and taking a look at the most needy of our citizens? Because our community is only as strong as our neediest person. So I was in Ace Hardware today out there by Country Market, and there was a beautiful tree there, and it has, you know how you have the angel trees, and they mm-hmm. have usually kids, but this one had seniors on it. So they're looking for people to maybe purchase an additional robe mm-hmm. or slippers that could go to a needy senior.
There you go. You know, it just goes to show that everyone tries to think of the people that they know that maybe just need that little bit of extra.
Yep.
It's so great. Athena has a big event coming up at the Hills of Lenawee, and that's a women's group that networks and raises scholarship money for women and girls that are in need of some little extra help. And this year they're doing hygiene donations that they're going to be giving to the Daily Bread.
Yeah, so come on out. If you're a woman in Lenawee, you belong to Athena.
Come on out.
Your $10 donation at the door, or help bring a product. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe it's hair products or feminine products or whatever
exactly.
that could be used by a girl and or a woman, mm-hmm. and they'll get donated and they'll appreciate that.
Well, and another great thing that Midwest helped with this year, too, is the Neighbors of Hope Women's and Children's Ministry Center over there in Tecumseh. With your help and charitable donations toward that, you helped make that a beautiful, beautiful place.
Thank you. It was a pleasure to work on that. Our linemen were really, for some reason, that's something that really resonated with them.
Yeah.
They have helped us clean up trees, do shrubs, put in mulch. And then we were able to get a grant, and we did a matching grant to get some patio furniture. We came over and assembled it. And just last week, we went over and we did Christmas shopping. And thank you for Ben Nagrin out at Myers. They were able to give us a donation and some discount so that our money could go farther.
Right.
And we were able to buy for the 7 women and 11 children that are currently living there for a little extra for Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and that's one of the things that I appreciate about Midwest Energy and yourself is that you are ingrained in the community and you do look for opportunities where you can serve. And at the same time, of course, you're running a business and you're building out fiber.
Yes, we're really excited about that. We're in year 5 of our Southwestern fiber deployment, but we're coming over here in the first part of 2020. We're building now in the Tecumseh area for our residents. So if you live in Lenawee County and you're one of our customers, mm-hmm. Get on our website and sign up for, you know, just say it's an expression of interest that
you'd
like fiber, and we'll build it to you for free.
There you go. Well, Patty, we're going to have to wrap things up, but of course, I want to for sure thank you and thank Midwest Energy and Communications for everything that you folks did. We're so appreciative.
Thank you so much.
Join us each Monday at 6:15 p.m. for another edition of MEC's Building Vibrant Communities as we explore other topics and community partners that make Lenawee a great place to live and work. This program is also available as a podcast on WLEN.com.